Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Marfrig Global Foods S.A. first quarter conference call. With us here today, we have Mr. Marcos Molina, Founder and Chairman, Tim Klein, Chief Executive Officer of North America Operation, Mr. Miguel Gularte, Chief Executive Officer of South America, Mr. John Pinto, CEO of Plant Plus, Mr. Tang David, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Paulo Pianez, Sustainability and Communication Director, and Mr. Eduardo Puzziello, Investor Relations Director. This event is being recorded and will be started directly in question and answer session. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. We do ask that when you pose your question, that you pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Please hold while we poll for questions. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone at this or any time. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Mr. Antonio with Barclays.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on your results. My question would be regarding South America. I mean, the profitability there was impacted, of course, and you mentioned gross profit because of the raw materials headwinds was the main cause. But if you could give us a little bit more guidance on that, what are you expecting for the rest of the year, and what is the current trend? Thanks.
Good morning, Antonio. This is Miguel Goulart. Thank you for your question. We had a Q1 that was very challenging, and that challenge comes from a smaller cattle supply with a higher fed cattle price. What we see is a process that tends to be more balanced with better supply, and the price of the fed cattle that was corrected downwards in early May. And we expect it to be a very challenging year in South America. Cattle supply will remain restricted. There is a natural retention process, retention to redirect animals to cow-calf operations and not to slaughter. That process began last year. The slaughter of females that was 22% smaller and continues in Q1 2021 and is likely to remain throughout the year. A positive factor is the recovery of food service in Brazil with the reopening of bars and restaurants. This is an initial process that must accelerate as months go by and as the pandemic becomes less serious. And our exports to China are still active. In Q1, we had a recovery of commercial processes with China. China has increased demand. Brazil is exporting. The same happened to Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile.
Yes, were you able to hear me?
This is Tim Klein. I'm still on. I'm not sure about South America.
Improves, and our exports to China that are active. In Q1, we had a recovery of our exports to China. Brazil is exporting again. The same thing happened to other geographies, Argentina and Uruguay and Chile.
To ask a question, please press star one on your touch tone phone at this or any time. Please hold while we poll for questions. Excuse me. This concludes today's question and answer session, and thus concludes Marfrig Global Foods SA conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day.